Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life. Yeah, yeah.
In the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here, you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide. They appreciate and need your regular prayers. Our heartfelt thanks to all those who support us financially. And now, here is today's presentation.
Good morning. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As we begin today, my prayer is that the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ would encourage and strengthen you today. I want to speak to you about one of my favorite books of Scripture. It's the letter of Hebrews, and it was written to the church in the days of the New Testament, and it just speaks extraordinarily about the supremacy of Christ, how much greater is Christ than all things that have come before and all things that could ever come. And so my message is titled No Better Way, and I'm going to read to you from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, and going on to verse 12. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death, and of faith in God, instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so. It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, if they fall away, to be brought back to repentance, while to their loss they are crucifying the Son of God all over again, and subjecting him to public disgrace. Land that drinks in the rain, often falling on it, and that produces a crop useful to those for whom it is farmed, receives the blessing of God. But land that produces thorns and thistles is worthless and is in danger of being cursed. In the end, it will be burned. Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are confident of better things in your case, things that accompany salvation. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love that you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. This word from the book of Hebrews is in the midst of a number of exhortations or encouragements and warnings that are given to the early church to enable it to follow Christ with energy and commitment and perseverance. So we'll take a look at what this means in a few moments. But first, I'd like you to hear a song from quite a few years back, by an Ontario native, George Beverly Shea, who sang this song on Billy Graham evangelistic events for decades and decades. And the song is called I'd Rather Have Jesus from the album of the same name.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than a houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be
When I tried to pick a passage from the letter to Hebrews, I found this passage drew my attention because it's got one of the harshest warnings that you find in Scripture. It's one that has caused troublesome thoughts to people over the millennium, actually. Early in the life of the church, some people found this passage very difficult to understand. Some people interpreted it in ways that were contrary to the teachings of Christ. And other people wondered whether this passage should even be part of Scripture. But here it is, as part of the Word of God, a strong and challenging warning to all of us to remain faithful. Because the writer in the book of Hebrews is speaking over and over again about how much greater Jesus is than anyone or anything that has come before. If you follow the message of the book of Hebrews, He begins by introducing the idea that in all the ways that God has spoken to us in the past, now he has finally spoken to us perfectly through his Son. And he talks about the supremacy, the glory, the wonder of Jesus Christ. He says Jesus Christ is better than the angels of heaven. Christ is better than them. And he shows through Scripture, through the Old Testament, how God the Father speaks about his Son, the Christ, the Messiah, in terms that are above those of even the heavenly beings. And then he goes to some of the favorite parts of the Jewish faith. He speaks about how Christ is greater than Moses. And he examines how the law that Moses gave has been so fully perfected and the prophecies fulfilled through Jesus Christ. He speaks about everything that this author clearly once held as dearest and says, as great as they are, Jesus surpasses them all. And so as he goes, he reminds people that if if the message of the angels needed to be listened to, then we better listen to the message of Jesus, who is greater than the angels. If the law of Moses was binding, don't we think that the message of Jesus would be binding on us as well? If the work of the high priests was given by God and was but a shadow of what Jesus did, should we not place all our hope in the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross? For Jesus is the way, and there is no better way than him. And in fact, this passage, this warning of Hebrews, where it says, it's impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, if they fall away, to be brought back to repentance, while to their loss they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace. This warning that says it's impossible for such people is in keeping with the supremacy of Christ that he's teaching, that if Christ is greater than all things, that those who have come to Christ need to understand fully that there is no better way than Jesus. There is not going to be anything coming in the future or anything that can be excavated from the past, nothing in heaven, on earth, or below the earth that is going to be better than Jesus. And so to people who are going through challenges, the writer of Hebrews is writing to encourage them and at the same time to warn them. You see, the early church had its share of difficulties, just as you and I do. In fact, I would suggest that their difficulties were often greater than the difficulties that many Christians face today. We still have Christians in parts of the world who are imprisoned for their faith, or who are killed for their faith, who have lost family members because of persecution according to the faith. We have people suffering like the early church did, and these words of the supremacy of Christ are such gold to such people. Because for the early church to know that the one they had placed their hope in was greater than the powers of this earth, greater than the governments, greater than the enemies, greater than any force that could come against them, that was golden. But some people always, like you and me, always search for an easier way. We might search for a way that we could just avoid any trouble. You know, this world is full of trouble, as Jesus himself said, and he did not exclude Christians from trouble. We do have great troubles, whether it's the persecution of our faith, which is one of the greatest troubles of all, or whether it's the sickness and disease and loss that we experience like everybody else on earth, whether it's the things that strike close to home, or just general anxiety about the troubles in the world. Christians find themselves sometimes pressed down, challenged, wondering if maybe there isn't an easier way. Maybe there's a better way. And to us in that darkness, sometimes a sternly worded rebuke can knock us out of our self-pity and make us harden us and strengthen us for the tasks at hand. And so he says, this glory that you found in Christ, even with all the suffering or persecution that accompanies it, this glory will never be surpassed in any age. And if you think that having tasted this heavenly gift, that you'll find something else in the world better than Jesus, he's telling you right from the start, you're wrong. There is only Jesus, always Jesus, just Jesus. Now, Jesus is the one who tells us all about the elementary things that the writer of Hebrews mentions in this scripture. He's told us that we need to repent from the acts that lead to death. We need to turn away from sin. We need to turn our hearts and minds to Jesus and put our faith in God. That's an elementary teaching, not something that we put away early on, as though once we've learned the times tables, we don't need to know about addition anymore. We can learn the mature and sensitive things about God, but we never get away from these basic truths that when we find ourselves discouraged, we need to turn in trust to God. When we find ourselves in sin, we need to turn in repentance to God. When we find ourselves in need of grace, we need to turn to the church and find the provision that God has given through the laying on of hands, through the prayers of the people, through the work of His body to encourage and support one another. And sometimes when all else seems lost, we need to turn back to that elementary truth about the resurrection of the dead, that we will live eternally with God, even though our life seems to fall apart from time to time, and in fact, that we ourselves will face death on this earth. We can trust that our hope is secure in Christ, even though all other hopes fall away. These elementary teachings don't disappear, and we're not going to find a faith that doesn't have these requirements, that doesn't have these elements, these gifts to us, to enable us to carry on through thick and thin. And so, if you think that you can find something better than Christ, or if you're looking and wondering if there isn't something you've missed, all you've missed is more of Christ. All you're lacking is to draw near to Him again. All that you need is to be supported with His everlasting arms and to remember that in all these difficult times, He loves you, He loves you, He loves you. The writer of Hebrews, in giving this warning, shares this encouragement to his readers, and you are his readers today. He says, even though I speak a harsh warning, even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are confident of better things in your case, things that accompany salvation. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. So here comes the teacher, having given great encouragements and given strong warnings, saying, I know you can do it. I know that God is not going to give up on you. I know that God will see you through. So the message to each of us is to continue to turn to God and trust in Him. We're going to say a bit more about this before we close today's program, but let's listen to this song that just exalts Jesus as the Lord of all creation, Shine, Jesus, Shine, by the Maranatha Praise Band. Well, today we've looked at one of the harshest warnings to us as Christians to stay with Christ, to not turn away from Him, to not think that there's some better solution out there. And if you turn to the book of Hebrews in your own language, in your own Bible, and start reading it, you'll see that consistently you'll be saying to yourself, wow, God is so amazing. Jesus Christ is better than anything that has ever appeared on earth or ever will. You'll see that He's better than the angels. You'll see that He's better than the law of Moses. You'll see that He's more effective than the sacrifices of the Old Testament, that He gives new life to people. And you'll also see these warnings that remind you, just hang on. Don't let anything take you away from Jesus. Accept His lordship, accept His salvation, and trust that all you need is found in Him or given by Him. Use the resources that God has given you so you don't find yourself lacking in any way. For in this warning we're told that we can taste the goodness of God, the goodness of His Word. We can experience His Holy Spirit. We can have the strengthening support of the church, represented by the laying on of hands. We can have so many gifts from God that He provides in His goodness so that we can make it through even the toughest times. I do pray that each one of you will be encouraged in your walk with Jesus, that you will be strengthened to hang on in all circumstances and to pursue Him with strength and determination. Whether the road is easy at this time, then pursue Him at all speed. If the road is hard, pursue Him with all endurance. Whatever you do, get to know this wonderful Jesus better and better, that you might be secure in Him and trust in Him at all times. Now, as we come to a close, I am going to pray for you. Would you pray with me? Almighty God, help each person listening to this broadcast. Help me as well, that we might all be strengthened in faith, be astounded again at the glory of Jesus, be found in awe and adoration at His greatness and His love. Thank You, Lord, for Your patience with us. Build into us such perseverance that our character and our hope might be found in Jesus. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. The announcer is going to close out the show in a couple of moments, and we're going to listen to one more song. This is a familiar song written by a fellow who I guess would have been Canadian if Canada had been formed at the time, for he was Joseph Scrivens, lived in Port Hope, Ontario, and he pastored there and served the Lord with great diligence through his life. One song that he wrote as he struggled with the challenges of his own walk in faith was this beautiful hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." It's become one of the most popular Christian songs in all of Christendom. And this version of it is being sung by Stephen Curtis Chapman, and from his album Deep Roots, in which Stephen goes back to his heritage in bluegrass music and sings this song with great conviction and hope. I do hope it communicates to you your friendship that you have through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain. Thank you.
be discouraged. I take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every need. So take it to the Lord in prayer. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take you to the Lord in prayer.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. How I'm broken.
Take you to the Lord in prayer.
Jesus, Jesus, precious.
Oh, what a friend we have. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in. If you have been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website. And be sure to share your good news if you have come to faith through listening. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. We so appreciate the donations, which we depend on to keep us on the air week by week. We invite individuals, companies to donate any amount, anytime, or to sponsor our programs on an annual basis. Please donate via our website or make a check out to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to 96 Pheasant Run Drive, Ottawa, Ontario, K2J2R5, Canada. Be part of the movement that is affecting lives worldwide. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart, and may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with His constant, abiding, accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.